This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Creative Impact. This is a weekly series that features the creative people, the jobs, the businesses that are the driving forces and make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. Now, our partner here at WEMU in the Creative Impact series is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host is the president of said organization. Deb Pollack is president and CEO, and welcome back to the studios of WEMU.
It's good to be here, David. I like being part of the creative people. I like that.
I like being an observer of creative people. That is not in my wheelhouse.
Oh, come on. You totally fit into that. You're part of the creative industries.
I'm on the periphery looking in, but it looks
great.
Someday
you're going to be the guest on this show.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, speaking of guests, we're very happy to welcome our guest today. I am happy to introduce you, David, to Amanda Krugliak, who is a visual and performing artist and a creative collaborator. She's also the arts curator and assistant director of arts programming at the University of Michigan's Institute of Humanities.
Welcome, Amanda.
Hello.
Thank you so much for your time today. We most certainly appreciate it.
So, Amanda, I have been told that I speak art. I don't speak humanities quite as well. Now, I understand what the humanities are, but for our audience, would you describe the humanities as well as the art? I mean, we know what the arts are, but tell us about the humanities.
Yeah, I think the humanities refers to those things, study and pursuits that really enrich our lives. Literature, the arts, anything that thinks about the human experience and other people in the world and how it feels, you know, to be in this world as an individual, but also to collectively, how we relate to one another.
It's very interesting that you have this kind of juxtaposition. You're a visual artist, a performance artist, and you are also working in the humanities realm. How does one inform the other in your professional life?
I guess I think about projects or exhibitions the way I might think about telling a story as a performance or making a painting. So to me, it's just a different medium, but it's quite similar to putting together a piece of art or a drawing or wanting to communicate something. I always think of it as the same process, just a different way of working.
So, Amanda, you've done some pretty interesting exhibitions there at the Institute of Humanities at the University of Michigan. One in particular comes to mind, the State of Exhibition. State of Exception that not only showed here in Ann Arbor, but in other places around the country, and was interesting enough that the New York Times picked it up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was such an important project, and you know, sometimes I think that was really the one thing that I've done that I will always, always remember. I worked with an anthropologist, Jason Gileone, who has a project collecting objects left in the desert by undocumented immigrants that cross over into Arizona from Mexico. And I partnered with another artist that I've known quite well now for a number of years, Richard Barnes, and he's a photographer that thinks about how one documents objects. And then me, this creative type, you know, visual artist, performance artist, is the third person. And we thought about how would we make an exhibition based upon Jason's work? How would we take these objects that he's discovered, this archive really now, and tell you something about this journey of people coming into the United States? What do these objects tell you? What could they possibly not tell you? How might you relate to them just as everyday, you know, objects that you and I use, that our families use, that suddenly these objects weren't just about one group of people or one person. They really are about all of us and how we've moved through it, how we've come into this country or journeys that we've taken. So, you know, that project for me just did everything that I would hope to accomplish as an artist myself, and also thinking about a project that extends far beyond us.
So as you looked upon all of the objects that had been collected and you were trying to decide how exactly to put it together in presentation form, take me inside the emotional side of it. Did you feel in touch with what those objects, those everyday objects as you described them, represent?
Absolutely. You know, number one, they still embody, you know, the smell of the desert or, you know, the smell of toothpaste or all of the sensory capabilities that we have are embedded in objects that we find or that, you know, we experience. And I just think that these take you to another place. You know, there are things that we value like a rosary or a tablecloth or something intimate like a photograph. Those are part of who we are. And then there are all of the daily comings and goings and rituals that we do, like brushing our teeth and brushing our hair and reading a book. And when you, you know, when you have all of those together, one is not greater than another. The emotional impact of all of those together really are what make us who we are in our lives and how we relate to each other.
Did it provide a sense of trauma, foreboding, a tragedy, or did it inspire a sense of liberation, freedom, and overcoming obstacles, or all of the above?
I think both those things are true. When you are confronted with these objects, you have a sense of that whole story, you know, of triumph, of looking for better life, and also the unknowing of stories and who are these people and what happened to them. You can't really know the whole story, and I think that's the, you know, the dramatic or touching, moving part of this.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest today is Amanda Krugliak. She is arts curator at the University of Michigan Institute for Humanities.
So, Amanda, I understand congratulations are in order. You recently received the very first University of Michigan Staff Impact Award. Congratulations.
Indeed.
Thank you.
And there were apparently a number of people that nominated you, representing the very epitome of the Staff Impact Award, for your ability to collaborate with people from across the university and really across the nation, anthropologists, artists, faculty, students, and many other disciplines. What's your secret? What makes you a great collaborator?
I think I look to other people for inspiration. I like this idea of connecting the dots. You know, that's really what turns me on. I'm not as interested just in what I think. I always walk across campus with my head up thinking, what conversation am I going to have? Who might I meet? You know, and when I hear about what people are doing or what people are excited about, that gets me really excited. And then I think, what can we do with this? You know, what can we do with each other? How might something else or someone else inform me so that we can create something special out of, you know, out of that collaboration, out of that mix?
Let me ask you this. You talk about walking around and having experiences and encountering people. Do you view life as an artist through a different prism than, say, I do?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe I think it's this idea of a language. Maybe I have developed a certain language or way to walk through the world that's highly visual. So I guess I am affected by everything around me visually, but I don't think I own the franchise on that. I think we all have that. You know, it's just a matter of learning to see or how one sees things, that it becomes sort of a practice and you might become more aware than you were before. But everybody has that in them, I think.
Well, I have yet to bring mine to light.
So, Amanda, what's next for you? Any chance you're going to take your collaboration out into the community?
Well, that is funny you say that. Yeah, I've been thinking, okay, what's the next thing? I want to get out of the building. You know, I want to go around the corner. And we just got word that we have approval for a project that will take place on Liberty Street. We're bringing two guerrilla-style artists, street artists, who will organize volunteers to pave Liberty Street in that beautiful theater district, that beautiful arts corridor. And the street will be paved with books illuminated by LEDs. It'll be 10,000 books for one night only, and the community can be part of that process. And then also enjoy that evening. All the books are books that would likely be recycled, so we're giving them yet another life, and visitors can take as many books as they want. And, yeah, I'm out in the world. I'm turning the corner.
So this is a project, I understand you're bringing it. It's happened in other places in the world?
That's right. It's happened in Melbourne, Toronto, Madrid, and New York City. So to me, it's also a way of bringing Ann Arbor into that mix of these great smart cities.
And what's the name of the project?
The project is called Literature versus Traffic.
Oh, who wins? Who wins?
Let's hope it's literature.
So give us a picture. You're going to shut down the street.
Yep. So we'll shut down the street. The setup will take a full day to install. The prep work is about an eight-day process with all the tiers prior to that. And anybody can be part of this, by the way. And the evening of the event, from 5 to 11, that street will be just illuminated, 10,000 books, 20,000 LEDs, and the public will be invited to walk through these books.
Well, we're certainly going to look forward to that. How can people find out more information and follow up on how to contact you?
Well, we are taking donations of books, and also anybody that would like to volunteer, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me through the university at Mandak, M-A-N-D-A-K, at umich.edu.
Thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just been great to talk to you.
That is Amanda Krugliak, Arts Curator at the University of Michigan Institute for Humanities. For Deb Pollack, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to this week's edition of Creative Impact. You can access the Creative Impact Archive by visiting WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.